Writing with Fire, documentary shortlisted for Oscars 2022, story on a women's newspaper, Khabar Lahariya. Writing with Fire, an unusual documentary jointly directed by the husband-wife team of Rintu Thomas and Sushmit Ghosh, has been shortlisted for the non-fiction section of Oscars 2022, with results expected in April this year. It narrates the story of Khabar Lahariya, a weekly newspaper in Hindi and English being brought out exclusively by women for the past 20 years. Though it claims to be India's only newspaper run by Dalit women, there is another similar newspaper published by Dalit women in Andhra Pradesh for the past 20 years called Navodayam. The chief reporter of Khabar Lahariya is Meera, who is committed to breaking traditions, and she passes this on to her staff. This commitment has empowered them as women, as journalists, and as empathetic and bold human beings. Khabar Lahariya, Waves of News, was founded in the northern Indian state of Uttar Pradesh in 2002 by Dalit women, a caste considered to be untouchables and whose members suffer extreme discrimination as a result. The film focuses on chief reporter Meera Devi and younger journalist Sunita Prajapati, observing them at work and journeying with us through the lanes and by lanes of their reportage, and also unspools the way in which these women try to balance their home life and their work with Khabar Lahariya. The documentary follows the almost 20-year-old newspaper as it tries to switch over to a digital format to stay both relevant and topical to keep up with the change in changing times. Issues of gender, class, and change are discussed over the course of the film. The film opens with a married couple discussing sexual assault between them quite informally, which shows how the involvement with the writing, mainly on the wrongs done to women, smoothens out the rough edges of what was once considered taboo among small-town men and women, which is directly ascribed to the journalism they practice and perpetuate without fear or favor. The opening moments find a married couple candidly discussing sexual assault with one of the reporters, since they feel she is the only one they can trust. The camera is not so much chronicling what is happening as it is a bystander. This is true throughout Writing with Fire. Writing with Fire has won many awards already, such as the Special Jury Award and the Audience Award at the Sundance Film Festival. The other two films on the Oscars catalogue of eligible films are Surya's Jai Bheem and Mohanlal's Marikar. Neither of the two notched the nominations for Oscar. Devika Girish writes in the New York Times, November 25, 2021, whether the pen is mightier than the sword may be up for debate. But as this engaging and hopeful documentary by Rintu Thomas and Sushmit Ghosh shows, words have the power to change things when wielded carefully. Power lies at the crux of this film, not least because the journalistic organization it shines a light on, Khabar Lahariya, Waves of News, was founded in the northern Indian state of Uttar Pradesh in 2002 by Dalit women, a caste considered to be untouchables and whose members suffer extreme discrimination as a result. Thomas and Ghosh allow the main women to speak instead of using a third-person voiceover or a neutral narrative voice, and Meera talks about stories they cover beyond their regular news beats, which often throws up dangerous crises. One can actually see in the film the fearless friend Meera, Vyas, during the interviews, even when the persons are not happy about talking to them. They cover abuse of power, of corruption, of the condition of women within the reach of their newspaper, which comes out in Hindi and English, and now has a very well-maintained, designed and edited website, which reveals the professionalism they have gained over the years. Thomas and Ghosh, who followed the main women in their journey through the years, which also marks their own personal journeys from being vulnerable, weak and unaware women to independence and empowerment without toppling the balance of their personal lives. The film follows the journalists covering the Indian election cycle, such as Prime Minister Narendra Modi when he was seeking a second term in power. Meera is shown doggedly pursuing the head of an organization of young students, activists and leaders of the Hindu Yuva Vahini, a Hindu rightist organization spreading the hate against the minority community. They have reached over 150 million views on YouTube and have started collaborating with national media groups to further expand their reach. On their watch, violent crimes are being brought to light and prosecuted, faulty roads are being fixed and rural communities are receiving electrical and plumbing connections. Some individual women's lives have also changed for the better, and you can read these stories on their website or on YouTube. Writing with Fire shows how young women journalists are learning to use a smartphone to make videos. They are willing to take every step to adapt themselves to technological changes that take place every day, and the best part of their story is that through the struggle, they have learned to balance between home and work. The directors also interview members of the respective families of Meera and Sunita to record their responses to this change in the social environment created by these women. "I believe journalism is the essence of democracy," says Meera. "Watching this will make you believe it too." The 3,000-year-old Indian caste system places Dalits on the bottom of the social hierarchy. Their lives are sordid tales of misery and poverty. The reporters of Khabar Lahariya are Dalit women who have fought against all odds to do what they believe in. But how does society respond to it? The perils of being a Dalit woman, twice marginalized, are many. But the women of Khabar Lahariya have stood their ground all these years, which is what makes their story so interesting. Shoma A. Chatterjee, writer, is a freelance journalist, author and film scholar based in Kolkata.